good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to see everybody here. We want to welcome you on this All Saints Sunday. We are so glad that you are with us in this place as we get to celebrate today. Not only just being together and worshiping, but also confirmands that are going to be baptized and confirmed and received into membership. And so it's just going to be a great morning. And so we are so glad that you are all here today. And as we begin, let us start by standing and joining together and singing our Gloria Patria. Join together for our call to worship in the bulletin. Our help is in the name of the Lord. In life and in death,
we belong to God.
Baptized into Christ's death,
we worship and live in newness
of life. Well, let's join together there. If you'd like to use your hymn book, it's 379 as we sing Living for Jesus, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint this morning. All four verses.
Yeah.
together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Eternal God, you have knit your people of all times and places into the body of Christ. Grant us your spirit of support and strength so we may persist in our leg of the race and keep us until we join the great cloud of witnesses who cheer us in Christ. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. This morning on All Saints Sunday, we always remember and honor those within that time frame there that you see in the bulletin from the end of October to November 1st of 2024, because the 1st of November is always All Saints Day. And in a little bit, I'm going to be inviting some of the family members that would like to come up to light candles in remembrance there. And let's get this out of the way. And so let's talk a little bit about that. All Saints Sunday is a call to affirm faith, worship God, and remember God's benefits. It's a time to remember the saints who have come before us and whose lives continue to teach us and touch us even to this very day. A time to celebrate the saints, those who have gone before us and their lives, and to give thanks to God for them. On this day of blessed memory, we remember and we cherish how God's love was shown to us through each person we hold in our hearts today. As we begin the lighting of the memory candles, names will be called and a candle will be lit for each in remembrance of those we lost this past year. As I call the names of those that we are remembering today, the family member or family members can begin to make their way down. And you'll have to use this little lighter thing here to push down in. And then you can light one of the little candles there that's here at the altar area. Betty Bear. Bev Geen. Kay Maitland.
Thank you. You're very helpful. You know that? Okay, you got to push that.
There you go.
Don't burn yourself. Thank you.
Bonnie Maxson. Rebecca Maxson. Mm-hmm. Bill Shively. Harry Ray. We remember them today, not only for their faith and love and families, but we also remember them for what they did, serving Christ Church in so many different ways, and not just in the church, but out in the community, and how they served and gave in so many ways. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, all who have died in Christ are in your presence. We thank you for those whom we have named in our hearts before you and in this place this morning. They completed the race that was set before them, and we thank you for sustaining their faith throughout their lives. We thank you also for the blessings that have flowed to us from their lives. Because of their living, they have taught us how to live faithfully. Today we remember and walk in the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us in that time and for the family members. Such a special occasion. Well, I'm going to invite our kids if they would begin to make their way down this morning. Wow. I almost think this is Easter today with all the kids that are here. What a group. Wow. How's everybody doing? This is a really special day. You know, we kind of remember those that have died this past year, just a moment ago. And that's why we lit, the family members came up and lit candles in remembrance of their loved ones. But today, it's kind of a unique day. Because we remember and we feel some sorrow. But guess what? We're also celebrating this day. Because these three young people right here were celebrating their faith, that they are making a faith commitment to Jesus Christ, and in a little while in the service, they're going to be baptized and confirmed, and then we're going to receive them into membership in the church. And they will be a part of the church in 2 months. First, they will be a part of God's church throughout history and time. People that have been in the church for years that were baptized and put their faith in Christ, and they will be a part of that huge unseen church. You can't see it, but we see glimpses of it here in local churches all over the earth. And then they will become a part of this local church that's talked about. So the one is the local church, that's here, and churches all over Troy and Miami County and all over the United States and around the world. But then they're going to be a part of the church universal through time and history. The writer to the Hebrews says that there's a great cloud. It doesn't mean the cloud in the sky. It means a big group. That's
watching over us, a cloud of witnesses who have already made their journey through life and trusted God and Christ, and now they're with God in heaven. And that writer to the Hebrews says, they're watching over us. They're looking down and they're cheering us on in the faith, saying, keep going. So when we decide to put our faith in Christ and follow Him, that's what we're a part of. And it's a big thing. Do you have a big family? Do you have a big family? Do you have lots of cousins and aunts and uncles and grandparents? And yeah, all of those. Well, can you imagine if it was millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of them you had? Would they get in your house? Would they fit in your house? No, they wouldn't fit in my house. That's for sure. No. But God's got a place for them in heaven that we can all be a part of one day. And it's a beautiful thing. Okay, I need to know from Miss Rhea, are they going down today or are they staying? Okay, that's what I kind of thought. They might be staying. Okay, you guys can go back to your seats. And I'm sure if you need something to do, there's coloring pages in the back that Mom and Dad can get or other things that can help them. At least till we get to our time of baptism. As we go to our time of prayer this morning, we want to allow you to share your joys and concerns this morning. So we want to welcome those. So we will begin. Anybody have joy or concern they'd like to share? Yes. Ooh, okay. We want to remember Kayla. Yes. And with this infection. Somebody else. Yes.
From the prayer group, we have Callie, that's Rhea's granddaughter. Easton, who is a young man, Sandy Christian's grandson. Jan Clark. Right now, they're hoping to find a nursing home because she has a broken hip.
Did you say Dan?
Jan Clark.
My mom, Janice.
Oh, Jan, sorry. Okay. Yes.
And then we've got the election and Israel and America and what's happening in our world. But a joy has been the beauty of this fall. It has truly been beautiful.
Okay, good. Somebody else? Anybody else? Yes. Yes. We appreciate your prayers for Jody's sister Jill that's having a biopsy tomorrow. And we're praying it's something other than what we don't want, but never know. Yeah, so unspoken. And I saw another hand, I thought, in the back. Somebody else have their hand up?
We want to put Erin on the prayer list. She has a fractured hip and torn muscles from a soccer incident. And she's on crutches until we can see if it will try to heal itself. If not, we'll talk about surgery.
Okay, so Erin, their youngest daughter. Yes.
Besides my mom, the whole family is.
Okay. Yeah, it takes a lot out of you. It certainly does. And the decisions and things you have to make and all of that, it's never easy. It's never easy.
Unspoken.
Okay. Somebody else? Yeah.
The Russell family, as we lost Dean Russell this week.
Okay. I'll remember that family. Somebody else?
Yeah. Les Kinder's family, too. Les Kinder's family.
Okay. Is that a loss of somebody, or? Okay, that's fine.
I saw a couple hands. Yep.
We play with Jim. He goes in Tuesday and Wednesday for testing to see if the cancer is spread.
Okay, so we want to remember Jim in our prayers. Continue to lift up him. I thought I saw another hand back there. Go ahead.
And Joy, we got to celebrate Mom's 88th birthday yesterday.
Yes, yesterday. Yes, that was a joy. Yes, yes.
The Art Bowser family, he passed away Thursday.
Yes. Okay. And any others? All right. So there's lots of them that were mentioned there. And in just a moment, Carla's going to play for a little song there for a moment or two. And if you have something that you would like to lift up to the Lord, you can do that quietly in your seat. And then I will come and close us out. So. As we pause this morning, we are so grateful for your presence and your love and your grace in our lives. As we remembered those that have passed this past year, we're just so grateful for them and what they meant to us and what they continue to mean to us, and that we will always hold them in our hearts. And we know that they are in your presence, and they are at rest and at peace today. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And Lord, as we celebrate today in our service with our confirmands, and we are just so excited for the future of their lives and what this means to each of them, I pray that your special presence and spirit will rest upon each of them today as they make their faith commitment real in their hearts and speak it out loud and confess your lordship in their lives, and that it will be a new day dawning with forgiveness and a new start as they begin from this moment on, and whatever you have in store for them, gifting them and filling them with your Holy Spirit. So we're grateful and thankful for all of that. And God, we are just so wonderful today. We thank you for your persistent love in our lives, which continues to comfort and challenges us and opens our hearts and eyes so that we can see those around us that need your love. God, we ask that you would continue to speak into our lives and bring new life, especially to those that may have come today and they've been discouraged, or those that were facing difficult times. Lord, we think about those around the world that may be facing danger or death and situations and countries where war and strife and violence is an everyday experience. And God, we thank you that you're always bringing signs of hope, signs of the kingdom breaking into our world and bringing love and peace and joy and hope. And we're grateful for those. Lord, we lift up those today that have been mentioned. Lord, we think of Kayla with this infection and Callie and Easton and Jan today and Aaron today and the Kinder family and for Jim today, God. Lord, we just lift up each one of these and for Jill today, God. Lord, we ask that you would meet the needs there, that you would be the healing balm of Gilead in their lives, that your presence would bring them faith and courage and strength in the midst of difficult times, and that you will be with them as we pray and touch them with your healing presence, O God. Lord, we lift up the Russell family and the Bowser family, God, and Lord, we just pray for your comfort and peace and strength today in each one of those lives, Lord. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we ask that you would guide this coming week, especially on Tuesday with our elections. And Lord, we pray for that there will be peace and that there will be a great way of being able to celebrate our freedom by having that freedom to vote and make a choice. And we pray that you will just guide and bless and bring your peace into the midst of all of that as we carry that out in the next few days. And we're grateful and thankful for that. Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs today, the two of them, and maybe others that came in today carrying a burden or something that that they brought with them today, God, that you would just minister to them and meet the needs as only you can do. And we're thankful for that. And Lord, we just pray that you would extend that healing strength, grace, faith, courage, and hope in the midst of all of that. As we ask these things in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us, and I believe it really does make a difference in people's lives. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving this morning. And don't forget, this is Noisy Collection Sunday, so we have our pails there in the plates. And you can drop in change into the pails, or you can drop $1 bills into the pails. The pails, the money goes to the Heifer Project. We usually try to raise about $1,000 every year that goes overseas to help purchase, I don't know, water buffaloes, heifers, chickens. I mean, there's all kinds. And the one big one we did last year, we were able to provide a well to a community. And so, yes, it's just a wonderful blessing. They set it up so it could be something that's perpetual. You know, if they have a heifer, they can have calves and so forth and so on and make a difference in community. So thank you for that. And so as our ushers come, who's helping us out? Got a couple of them this morning. God bless you as you give today. gracious God, thank you for the opportunity that we have to be a part of the work in the world of your kingdom and reign. That reign that's about love and justice and hope and peace and joy. And we pray that the gifts we bring today, that it will further that work through your local church and around the world, as we ask it now in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen. Amen.
And you may be seated this morning. Before we begin our time for baptism and confirmation, I want to read a couple passages. 2 years ago, when we had that large group of confirmands, some of them read the scriptures, but Kathy had informed me that none of them wanted to read in front of people today, which is okay. I can remember as a teenager going through this, and I think we had to share our favorite scripture, and it was a little intimidating, too, so I understand that. Two passages I'm just going to read real quickly for you. Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 through 40 is where we will begin, and then I'll read out of Ephesians chapter 1. Teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? He replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You must love your neighbor as you love yourself. All the law and the prophets depend on these two commands. And then from Paul's letter, Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 7 there. I encourage you to live as people worthy of the call you receive from God. Conduct yourself with all humility and gentleness and patience. Accept each other with love and make an effort to preserve the unity of the Spirit with the peace that ties you together. You are one body and one Spirit, just as God also called you in one hope. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. God has given His grace to each one of us, measured out by the gift that is given by Christ. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God will bless that word to our hearts and minds today. Well, we are going to celebrate today with baptism. I'm excited, and I realized as I was setting up here earlier, I forgot to bring my own towel. We always invite our young people to have different towels, but I usually have a small one to kind of take care of my hands afterwards, but I forgot to do that this morning, but that's all right. We'll be fine there. Jesus said, unless we are born from above, we cannot see the reign of God. Unless we are born of water and spirit, we cannot enter God's kingdom. Paul said these words from Romans 6. All of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into Christ's death. We were buried with Christ into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of God, we too might walk in newness of life. Baptism is the sacrament to which we are united to Christ Jesus and given part in Christ's ministry. What was it, a couple Sundays ago now already, that I took them through a little lesson and talked to them about baptism and its significance. And those are a couple of the things that we had emphasized. And baptism is the visible sign of an inward work of Christ and the Holy Spirit in our lives. In baptism, God works in us the power of forgiveness, the renewal of the Spirit, and the call to be God's people in this world. Today, we celebrate with those who are coming forward to receive baptism. I'm going to call their names, and you guys can kind of spread out a little bit and line up.
And then when they come up, family members or mentors are allowed to come up and stand behind them if you would like. We welcome that, and we would encourage that and enjoy that. And, can you tell them? I'm excited. What a great thing. And as I shared earlier, thank you so much to Kathy Maxson. You know, she is just a firebrand when it comes to this, about inviting young people to be a part of it. She works with the youth and kind of leads that. And she just has just encouraged the kids to step forward and make that commitment. It's just a beautiful thing. So we're going to invite Brian Fulton, and you can come down over here. And then Katie, you're going to be more in the middle. Katie Quinn, and then Brantley Reed, right here. And what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you take a step forward and then turn around and look at me. And so those of you in the family that would like to come forward, or if you're a mentor, you're welcome to come along. And I'm going to ask mentors to be behind them. Yes, because I'm going to be baptizing here. And now if you want to stand in between them, and I can't guarantee you won't. Will not get wet. So, okay. Huh? We'll start over here. Let's start with Brian. Or I mean, Brandon. So, and then we'll go down this way. Now, if you remember, let me come down here, a little closer to you. You remember, I told you I was going to ask you questions, and you're going to answer them. And so, I'm going to do that with each of you, and then I'll baptize you, and then I'll come to Kate and Brian. And so, here we begin now. Do you desire to be baptized into the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, say, I do. Do you renounce the powers of evil and receive the freedom of new life in Christ? If so, say, I do with the help of God. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, say, I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Okay. The gift of grace and forgiveness in baptism is so important in the community of faith. To those of you that are listening today, do you who witness and celebrate this sacrament promise your love, support, and care for Brantley, about to be baptized, as he lives and grows in his faith? If so, say, we promise our love, support, and care.
We promise our love, support, and
somebody celebrate. Brantley Allen Reed, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Desire to be baptized in the faith and family of Jesus Christ? If so, say, I do. Do you renounce the powers of evil and receive the freedom of new life in Christ Jesus? If so, say, I do, with the help of God. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, say, I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. See why the Catholic Church, they have somebody that holds that for them. Katie Elaine Quinn, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. you desire to be baptized in the faith and family of Jesus Christ, if so, say, I do. Do you renounce the powers of evil and receive the freedom of new life in Christ Jesus? If so, say, I do with the help of God. Do you profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If so, say, I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I trust in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
All right. Brian Jonathan Keith Fulton, I baptize you now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Each of them have gone through confirmation with Miss Kathy and have affirmed and reaffirmed their faith in Christ. Friends in Christ, we've all received in the church through the sacrament of baptism and through the affirmation of our faith in Christ, God's salvation. Each of the candidates that are before us that were just baptized, through prayer and study, have led them to affirm their baptism and faith in the claim in our presence of a covenant relationship with Christ and members of the church. And so now, Brian, Katie, and Brantley, may the God of peace sanctify you and fill you and preserve you throughout your life until the coming of our Lord, child of God, disciple of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the God of peace sanctify you and fill you and preserve you blameless throughout your life, for the coming of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, child of God, disciple of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the God of peace sanctify you, fill you, and preserve you blameless throughout your life or until the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, child of God, disciple of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, you know what? I think they've been through both aspects of that. I think, before we move on, that we should take a moment and celebrate their commitment of faith in Christ and reaffirmation of their faith this morning. Let's do that. Would we? We're going to give you a chance to come up and shake their hands and say something to them. And then we'll conclude the service and go downstairs. But we're going to do something else. So if you want to give your towels to your family members, and I'm going to invite Dana, if he would come on down. And not only are all these three, but Dana is going to be received into membership as he's doing a transfer of membership. And so we're going to continue with that. And like I always do, I ask some questions. Do you promise, according to the grace given to you, to grow in the Christian faith and be a faithful member of the Church of Jesus Christ, celebrating Christ's presence and sharing in the mission of church? If so, say, I promise with the help of God.
I promise with the help of God.
Do you promise to participate in the life and mission of this family of God's people, sharing regularly in worship of God and enlisting in the work of this local church as it serves God and this community and world? If so, say, I promise with the help of God. Do you who witness and celebrate these membership candidates promise your continuing friendship and prayers as we share in the hopes and labors of the Church of Jesus Christ? If so, say, we promise our love, friendship, support, and prayers.
We promise our love, friendship, support, and prayers.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, may we continue to grow together in God's knowledge and love and be witnesses
of our risen Savior. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and on behalf of Lost Creek United Church of Christ, we welcome you into membership and extend to you the hand of friendship, welcome, and love. Amen. So let's celebrate with them again this morning. We welcome you guys again. The soul is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, and so that is yours to keep in remembrance. Do you know that I have one of those? I think it's in a box down in the basement, but I kept it of some 40-some years ago of when I went through confirmation and membership like that, and so we're going to
keep.
Oh, those are all Katie's. Okay. Congratulations, Katie. And Brantley, congratulations, buddy. And Brian, congratulations. Congratulations. And Dana, congratulations. Yes. Welcome, all of you. Yes. All right. You can go back to your seats, and then we're going to share in communion, and then I'll have you guys come up a little bit again so that people can shake your hands and embarrass you and do all those kind of things. Well, as we often do, I guess I should have had Kathy. She could have moved this down through there for me. We always prepare our hearts for a communion by joining together in a prayer of thanksgiving and confession. And so we want to be able to do that this morning before we share at the table. So if you would like to pray along with us, you're more than welcome as we join together. Gracious God, we thank you for the mystery that you give yourself to us. You have raised us to new life through faith and baptism in the death and resurrection of Christ. Forgive us when we have failed you in word, thought, and deed. Pour out your Spirit on these gifts of bread and cup, that they may be for us the body and blood of Christ. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us, that as the body of Christ, we may embody your love. In communion with Christ and all the saints, we offer our lives to you, that we may fulfill the sacred purpose for which you have called us. Amen. Amen. And that today is our prayer and confession and receive of the grace of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, and the purpose of Jesus Christ in our midst today. Amen. Well, I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses that are coming to help us out this morning, if they would prepare themselves, and then we will be sharing at the table this morning. on the night in which Jesus was handed over, he took the bread and he gave thanks and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. Later, Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Thank you. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup,
We are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. I wanted to say something real quick. I want to thank the deacons and deaconesses who were on their toes this morning when they saw how many folks we had here this morning to make sure we had enough communion cups there for everybody. So, well, we're going to take a few moments and greet one another and share the blessing. And I'm going to ask our confirmands to come on up. And this time you're going to spread out again and look that way. And if you want to come up and shake a hand with them and congratulate them, you're more than welcome to do that and then mingle around and greet one another this morning before we close out. Christians by our love. It's not in the hymn book, so you'll have to sing the three verses and the chorus with us off the PowerPoint this morning. Don't forget, our confirmands and their families are going to be kind of hanging around down or up here after the service for pictures. So,
we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we pray that all unity will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And heart of the free and save each other right. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
Well, let's join together for our benediction in the bulletin. Love God with all your heart, being, and strength.
We will love our neighbors as ourselves.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, that we may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you.